It's time to tune up your taste buds and take a trip to culinary heaven, because we're live from Jasper's Kitchen, presented by Hen House. Sit back, relax, and enjoy something new from the wonderful world of delicious cooking with our favorite chef, Jasper Marabli, and his co-host, food journalist, Kimberly Stern. And now, here's the godfather of Italian cooking, Chef J-Man and Toots.
Hey, this is Jasper.
And Kimberly.
We're live from Jasper's Kitchen here at the Hen House Market, 117th M Row. And Kimberly, we're celebrating everything, tailgating, and it's a big day around here.
94th anniversary of Hen House. National Dessert Day.
There you go, baby. National Dessert Day. And you know what? I have my favorite dessert right in front of me right now.
Well, we're sharing, Jasper. I just want to make that clear from the get-go.
Oh.
All right? Tippin's Pies.
Some of our good guests from the restaurant just walked by, and I said, I have my favorite dessert in front of me. They turned around. They wanted to see what I was eating.
And Kathy Moore.
Did you see Kathy?
One of the plugged-in cooks.
Unplugged. That's right. That's her.
Plugged in.
Well, plugged in. I called her Kathy, I'm sorry.
Kathy Moore, and of course, she and her writing partner and research partner, Roxanne, have written multiple cookbooks.
Oh, fantastic. Well, Kimberly, it's a big day here at the Hen House Market, your local market since 1923. And you know what? Hen House now is doing double ad Wednesdays, one day, and you get to use two ads. So you get to use last week's ad and Wednesday's ad. How about that?
I like that.
So you have like 150 items on sale, including ribeye steaks, only $8 a piece. How about that on your grill for your tailgating? You'll make everyone at the tailgate party look like you're the big steak king.
That's right. The steak king.
That's right.
That's Craig Jones.
He is. Oh, Craig Jones.
Craig Jones.
Let's talk about Craig
the grill
Jones.
Okay, let's.
We'll do the commercial.
Okay.
But we got to talk about Craig in a special show come up at 12 o'clock on KCTV 5.
We'll do that.
Make sure.
I made a note.
Remind me, lady. Jack-o'-lanterns right now. How about that? Have you ever seen a price like this? Have you ever seen a price like that?
That's amazing. Three for $12.
How about that?
Are you going to load up your cart?
It's already loaded.
Okay. Now, we're at 117th and Row today.
Too close to home.
And we are looking at the most gigantic pumpkin. Is that the one that Jonad, the produce director of Hen House, said grew on a pallet?
I think that one weighs about 96 pounds. I'm almost sure.
96?
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Looks like it weighs at least 400. Are you a chef? You can't estimate weight?
Kimberly?
Yeah?
I'm just going by the facts, lady. You may be correct. I may be wrong. I just tell you what they tell me here during the meetings, because we have 59 million listeners.
59 million.
And I'm telling you right now, when you have 59 million listeners, you better have the facts straight. And I'm wrong, so I'm going to get corrected for it. But come on out to the Hen House right now, because we are giving away some free Tippin's Pies and gift certificates. You just need to say the secret phrase, which is
National Dessert Day.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Well, come on out here, because I have a lot to talk about. We have a really delicious show. And, of course, if you're tailgating tomorrow, make sure you get some of that 86% lean ground beef, only $4.89 a pound.
And what about the recipe this week?
Well, Kimberly, that's a special recipe. My good friend Myron Mixon.
We've had him on the show.
Yeah, the world-famous barbecue king. He does a lot of different types of recipes, a lot of different types of barbecue, but he's known for certain things. And when he turns in his chicken, this is his award-winning chicken, he does it in a certain pan.
Famous cupcake chicken.
How about that? And they come out beautiful. They really do. It's so easy. Even I can do it.
In fact, Myron's PR person reached out to us this week. We're going to have him on the show next year.
Shut up.
Next year to talk about using maple in your barbecue.
Are you kidding
me? Maple syrup.
Oh, well, it's the Hen House Myron Mixon, world-famous cupcake chicken. You're going to love it. Get the recipe at henhouse.com or come over here to Hen House right now, and you can get it in the weekly flyer along with everything else, because let me tell you something. Prima cattle peaches, they're still here. All those beautiful pineapples and fruits to make a delicious fruit tray for your tailgating tomorrow. Go Chiefs. How about that, Kim?
Go Chiefs. I tell you, we're on a streak, aren't we?
So we got to talk about Craig Jones.
Well, we do, but first we've got to talk about the edge of hell.
Okay.
How's that for a segue?
Poor Craig Jones.
Craig, we'll get to you in a minute. But no, we've got fantastic
Did you just bark? What was that noise?
I didn't bark.
It went like, woof.
Did you?
It did. I heard it. Must be the woofers.
Must be the woofers.
You know what woofers are, don't you?
I do.
Okay, just want to make sure.
Oh, Jasper. No, we've got $5 off tickets to the Edge of Hell, which, of course, is one of the most famous haunted houses, I guess, in the country, right here in Kansas City in the West Bottoms. And we've got a $5 off coupon. And so if you come in, National Dessert Day, this is our secret phrase.
Do you know the lady who...
Amber.
Amber used to work for us when she was 18 years old, Jasper. She was
Get
a waitress.
Out of here.
Wow. Oh, I'm telling you, she's...
Was she good?
Oh,
I bet she was
still
fabulous.
We just laugh.
Because she's a spitfire.
Oh, she really is. And this year, she has Medusa.
Uh-huh.
You know what Medusa is?
Go ahead.
Medusa is the world's largest snake. It's in the World Book of Records.
And actually, I think I saw that on TV yesterday.
Oh,
it was pretty creepy. It was like 400
oh.
pounds or something.
Oh, the Edge of Hell.
Just like that pumpkin over there. It's not 96 pounds.
You're not going to stop, lady. You're not going to stop. We'll get Joe and add someone over here to give us the correct weight.
And, you know, we're so excited about Craig. Let's talk about Craig Jones.
Craig Jones is doing some tailgating parties for KCTV5.
Yeah.
You can watch
TV
it.
TV shows.
Last night it was on. Mm-hmm. But then you can watch it today at noon. So set your TV right now. KCTV5, Craig Jones, Savory Addictions. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, he was on,
Food Network.
Food Network Mayor.
Yeah.
And he does the reverse steak.
The reverse sear.
You've gotten there. Oh, I'm all off today, aren't I? Where am I? I'm still back in Chicago cooking. I don't know where I'm at.
Oh, my gosh. But, that pasta trip.
But Craig Jones is really something else. Him and Gay, they're board members of Slow Food with us, you and I. And he brings to the table, you know, something. It makes an amateur, and I'm not going to lie to you, an amateur barbecue aficionado like me, because I can't really do barbecue. And I watch his, you know, what he prepares, and it's so easy.
Yeah.
He makes it for just a regular guy.
He does. He makes it very accessible.
And
I think that's the word you're looking
for. He's doing some pizza, special pizza, with some special sauce.
Could it start with a J?
It could start with a J
Jasper's?
And with an A-S-P-E-R.
Okay. Apostrophe S.
That's right. It's Jasper's Pizza Sauce. You'll be seeing it on Craig Jones tailgating today at KCTV 5 at 12 noon.
And you know what? We are so lucky today. We have Will Cleaver, who is the co-founder of Operation Barbecue. He's going to be on with us later. He just sat down, put his mic on. Can you just say hi? You guys are so, so busy right now. Unfortunately, what you guys do is help the victims and the first responders of disasters.
Correct. We try to provide them hot barbecue meals. Speaking of barbecue and what you've been talking about.
Yeah. And well, you've been helping Irma, Harvey, now the California wildfires.
Correct.
Yeah. So we'll talk about that later.
That is really something. Hey, there's the lady from Unplugged again.
Unplugged. The plugged in cook.
She didn't even know what happened a little while ago. She walked away, but I said Unplugged on the air. So.
And I think their newest cookbook is the dump? Not the dump cake. The poke cake.
Oh,
in
Mama
2 weeks.
Josephine would love that.
So we're going to have to get you and Roxanne on.
Good to see you. Thanks for stopping by, and apologies for saying Unplugged. Oh, my gosh. Unplugged. How many other mistakes? I made a mistake about the pumpkin weight.
Oh, Jasper.
And some about Craig Jones, too. So I'm up to three today.
Let's take a break. Let's go to commercial, and let's regroup here.
I got to have a piece of pie and some coffee or something. This is Jasper Mirabile.
And Kimberly Stern.
We are live from Jasper's Kitchen. I'm telling you, live here at the Hen House Market, 117th and Row. Come on by. Say the secret phrase.
National Dessert Day.
We'll be right back after these commercials right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710.
To Better Horses Network.
Hey, this is Jasper.
And Kimberly.
We are live from Jasper's Kitchen at the Hen House Market. Come on over today, because I'm telling you, there's some great specials in the grocery store. Of course, it's all about the beautiful pumpkins that we have outside all the Hen House Markets. I've never seen such decorative pumpkins. And the pumpkin that's in front of us, I'm telling you, this thing must weigh almost 500 pounds.
Really?
Yeah, really. Why are you looking at me like that?
So you went on, did your research during the commercial break?
I didn't do no research, lady. You know, I don't know what you're talking about. Come on over here to the Hen House Market. You can win free tipping pies and gift certificates. All you have to do is say the secret phrase, which is all about today, which is
National Dessert Day. And we've got some tickets we're giving away to the Edge of Hell.
Edge of Hell. Did you see that family just come in? They got six little tickets they got for the kids tonight. Yeah. I'm a little afraid about taking little kids there.
Yeah. That's do you and Lisa like
haunted houses? Oh, I used to be the crazy one. Oh, I used to take all the girls.
Wait.
I used to be because I used to take all the kids from Barstow there.
Oh, okay. You're still a little crazy, but
I'm still a little crazy. I'm still a little kid too. So what the? Oh, I get it. Used to be. I didn't get that one. I'm a little behind today.
You're not on your game today, sweetie.
What are you looking at those flyer there? Are you looking for something to cook tonight? What are you cooking with Kim?
I may be cooking some beef. I think on the steak, as long as we don't have a tornado outside.
Oh come on! I'm sold out tonight. Don't be saying tornado, lady.
No. Well, it's some bad weather.
I heard bad weather's coming our way.
You know, that's a good segue to our next guest, who is Will Cleaver. The founder, you're the COO and the CFO, correct?
Correct. One of the co-founders.
Operation Barbecue.
Correct.
Relief, which is an absolutely amazing nonprofit based right here in Kansas City. You and Stan Hayes.
Correct.
Stan couldn't be with us this morning because he's been deployed to Northern California for the wildfires.
Correct. Wow. Napa and Santa Rosa.
Yeah.
Well, let's just talk about how this all began, because I met you all a few years ago, and Kimberly's had Stan on before also a couple of times. But how did this begin? Why barbecue relief when you're doing relief?
Well, barbecue, it's several reasons. Barbecue brings back a good memory, reminds you of family get-togethers, and brings you back to better times when you're going through a disaster and what these people are going through on a day-to-day-out basis.
And you feed victims, you feed first responders, and you guys don't go down and just drop 1,000 meals and leave town. Tell us about what you just did during Harvey, Irma.
Sure. So when Hurricane Harvey was coming in, we had positioned people outside of the Houston area to keep them out of harm's way, but be able to get in and get up and running as quickly as possible and start providing some hot meals out there to the communities and first responders. Down in Harvey, we did just around 370,000 meals.
Over what period?
Over a 14-day period.
Whoa.
Wow.
370,000 meals.
Yeah. A little bit of barbecue.
Yeah.
You've got to be kidding me. That is something. Talk about giving back.
That's incredible.
I just can't imagine 370,000 meals in 14 days.
It's an amazing thing to see. A lot of us in the core group had to do barbecue and competition barbecue, mm-hmm. and have done a lot of catering and things like that. So bringing that skill set into a disaster is very helpful. One, we're very mobile. Most of us have our own trailers, very self-contained. So we don't need a lot of things from the city and municipalities to get set up and running. And then you take 10 people that are used to doing 1,000 catering per person and doing 10,000 meals is very easy to do.
I mean, you're talking 25,000 meals a day. Mm-hmm. I just can't imagine. And you're not just sitting back now and cleaning the old grills off. Stan is in California right now doing even more.
Correct.
With the fire. So, I mean, you're right there, wherever it's going on.
And this is one of the first times we've been brought in with fire relief.
Okay.
And typically some of that's the optics of do you really want to have barbecue cookers and smokers running in
an sure about that.
Fires? Sure.
So who's kind of coordinating everything in California?
It's a combination of people. We're working with a winery up there as well as the California Barbecue Association. They had some individual contacts or as personal contacts with some of the different fire departments, community areas. We're able to get in and set up. Now, we're not set up near the fires. We're in a safe zone.
Sure.
So we can make sure we're not in the way of the first responders, but more helping them out.
And, of course, Guy Fieri is a Food Network store, owns several Correct. Restaurants in California and across the country, and he's also helping them.
Correct. That's where I was up there with him in the Santa Rosa area.
So this all started with Joplin, with the F5 tornado that decimated
2011 in
Joplin,
May.
Right?
Correct. Back in 2011, Stan Hayes and another individual got together and put something on Facebook about going out and trying to help the community, thinking we would do 3,000 meals over the time period we were there, 7 days, really not even thinking about what we were doing other than just thinking about trying to get back to the community and help out. I ended up serving just over 110,000 meals over 11 days.
Well, that's I can't even imagine, Kimberly, but more than that, when they start off just, as a small thing, small, and then growing like that, getting everybody involved, and then you wonder why this past month CNN did something really special.
Well, that's right. CNN recognized Stan and Operation Barbecue Relief as a hero, a CNN hero.
That's huge.
It was very big for us. It's gotten us a lot of media exposure and gotten more people aware of what we're doing. It's helped us with donations. It's helped us getting volunteers, and it's one of those things that we are a volunteer-based organization.
Yeah.
We need everybody's help.
So I put up a thing, I think it was during Harvey on my Facebook page, I put up a link, and I think just in a day we raised maybe $1,500 for Operation Barbecue Relief. But that's what you need. You need
Correct.
Those grassroots efforts.
That's how we got started, was grassroots. It was a bunch of individuals getting together to try to help others. That's at our core. That's all we're trying to do whenever we deploy.
So you don't really, what are you looking for, money or materials or both, or primarily?
Volunteers and donations.
Volunteers.
We've got partnerships set up now that it's easier for us, especially like logistically out in California, to have financial donations rather than product donations given here. We then have to truck out to California.
Right.
Our partners allow us to buy things at cost or sometimes are donated to us.
Wow.
So we're paying for transportation costs of product. You know, you think about doing 10,000 meals a day, and you can take a number 10 can of beans or sides, that feeds 25 servings. So we're going through 1,000 of those extra large cans a day serving those people.
And when you go to a city, I know beforehand you got to be really prepared, but do you call on the big companies with trucks to meet you down there? I mean, for supplies? I mean, how do you organize this?
As we've grown, we have formal partnerships in place with some local companies like Seaboard Farms and Butterball. Will provide us turkey, will provide us the pork product and all that so that we can get meals out. And then we've also, at different times, different companies step up and get involved.
Wow.
So being there at Ground Zero, you've been there many times. Just tell us kind of the reaction you get from victims of these natural disasters and, of course, the first responders who are out there 24/7.
You know, the first responders, when they deploy, they're giving either coupons for different meals or restaurants, local fast food chains and things, which is great for a few days. But you're talking about a group of people that take the time and energy when they're not working to take care of their bodies, take care of what they eat, how much they exercise. So to give them fresh, hot meals is always good and kind of warms the heart as well as the stomach.
Yeah.
And it's something that we kind of fell into in Joplin. We didn't really think about it. We were there just to provide meals. And happen to have a few federal marshals come in and start talking to us about, what is this setup? You've now taken over a parking lot. There's 30 smokers out here and 100 people. What are you guys doing? And as we talked to them, we were asking them, well, do you guys want something to eat? And they're like, oh, no, that's for the people here that are affected. And we're like, well, you're here helping those people.
We're here
to help both groups.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how that started, feeding the first responders. In individuals that come up, it's very humbling.
Well, sure.
It always feels good to give back, to help anybody. But when you do it, when they're in a high stress, very high emotional time in their life where they're really trying to figure out which way is up, and more so than what the average person thinks of as which way is up. They've lost their home. They've lost family members possibly. And so we try to go in there, and we've kind of really stumbled on upon barbecue being that feel-good food that reminds you of better times. And we internally say, if you can help make someone's life 1/1,000th of a bit percentage better that day, you're doing the right thing.
Now, do you only do United States? I would say United States. Do you only do
the mainland?
Or do you go to like Puerto Rico right now?
Yeah, what's...
You
know,
and that was one of the things, because down in Florida, we had the first time where we actually partnered up with FedEx and some individual pilots to start off with, but also FedEx to get food into Marathon, Florida, because you couldn't get down there road-wise or timing-wise. It would take 7 to 10 hours. Again, we're dealing with hot product. We want to make sure the food stays safe. But by utilizing that network, we were able to get food down into Marathon. With Puerto Rico, the biggest challenge has been not getting food there, but making sure food gets dispersed safely once it's there.
Wow, really?
And because you don't want to have food sitting at the wrong temperature and causing people to get sick.
Right.
So that was one of the challenges we had there, and really could never get worked out because of the logistics issues they were having on ground there.
Well, I can only imagine what's ahead of you all. I don't want to say that. Like we always ask our guests, Kimberly, what's on the horizon for you all? Because it's not something you're going to look forward to, but, I mean, you all are there.
Well, we joke internally that as we're leaving from a deployment before the next one is that we hope we never see you again.
That's it. That's serious. That's the way to...
But you know it'll happen. You know, we need the volunteers to sign up, to go to our website at OperationBBQRelief.org. That helps us in multiple ways, not only in spreading out our social network, but people don't realize the value of sharing something on their Facebook page. They don't realize the connections they may have.
Exactly.
And all of a sudden you have someone calling in from a major distributor that says, hey, my aunt saw your Facebook post. I saw it and wanted to help out.
It's truly grassroots.
Correct.
Still, so. And I know I had a couple of people respond on my Facebook post when I did it during, I think it was Harvey. And
yes, you did.
People asked, you know, I'm a barbecue person. Can I just go out there and help? And it's like, no, you really need people to kind of volunteer through the system. So you've got, so you're organized,
well,
right?
We need to know what the needs are for what's on the ground, how many volunteers are actually needed.
Right.
Then we have to look at the skill sets of the volunteers and make sure we get the right people on site.
Well, it's Operation Barbecue Relief, Ms. Kimberly.
Right.
The website is
OperationBBQRelief.org.
And Will Cleaver, we so appreciate, thank you what you're doing and for what you're doing. And tell Stan hello.
I will.
And you guys are truly heroes, truly.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much. Well, we appreciate all you're doing. This is Jasper Mirabile.
And Kimberly Stern.
We are here at the Hen House Market. You can come on by right now. Check out all the beautiful pumpkin displays. Pick up dinner tonight, perhaps.
Mm.
Or just do a little shopping for the week. It's all here. 94 delicious years at your local Hen House Market. This is Jasper Mirabile.
And Kimberly Stern.
We just got the cue. Not the barbecue. We just got the cue. It's time to go, so don't go nowhere, my friends. We'll be right back after these messages right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710.
Like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
Is this his singing segment?
That's amore. That's Jasper's singing segment.
Are you going to break into a song
I can break into a lot of different songs today, baby. This is Jasper Mirabile.
And Kimberly Stern.
We're live at the Hen House Market sipping some chocolate shakes right now. We'll talk more about that in a minute. Special guest stars today.
We are so excited to have this young man with us, okay?
Oh, Kimberly.
Because he is, I told Jasper, I said, when I retire... Okay, when I retire from being your guest host.
Why would you say that when I retire?
Or your co-host.
You give this guy a big head. Don't say that.
I think Jack could be your co-host. I think he'd do a good job. Good morning, Jack.
How are you guys?
Good. And Jack, you are, what is your title at the Snack Shack?
I kind of bounce around, but I like general manager the best. That's for sure.
General manager.
Jack Toll, I'm going to tell you, he's a flipping man back there.
The flipping man. And, of course, the Snack Shack is on Santa Fe in old downtown Overland Park. What's the exact address?
Well, it's 8039 Santa Fe Drive. So it's just right in the heart of downtown Overland Park.
Yeah.
Kimberly, I wake up this morning.
Yeah.
Get online.
Yeah.
I see, our guest today. Mm-hmm. So I don't really do much homework.
who does the organization?
And we know who does the organization. And I see a big picture of a big cheeseburger, French fries, and a chocolate shake on my Facebook.
Yeah.
You know who that is.
That's your calling card.
There you go, right?
And I was very fortunate to work at the Snack Shack. Last summer.
You were? Did you flip burgers?
I was so slow. These guys
ran
circles.
Hey, now you got to give yourself some credit. You did a great job. Our kitchen and your kitchen is probably two different worlds.
Jack, I did so good, but I wasn't invited back.
Whatever, you're always welcome.
I did have the cooks, too, to come and do a stage. Oh, you did a great job, buddy.
No.
I'll see you in 10 years. Grow up.
Whenever you want, you're welcome, Jasper. You know that.
Thank you, my friend. Well, I bothered this man the other day, Kimberly.
You did?
I finished my lunch a little early, about 1:15 at the restaurant. I get to go back in the office. I start texting him.
Yeah.
He doesn't answer. I get a little upset. Text him again.
He's busy.
Doesn't answer. I text him a third time, and I said some not too nice things to him.
Let's say
he
I
answered
hurried up
right
and texted back, right? Yeah.
He answered back that time. He said, I got business. I'm busy. I'm still working line. We're slammed.
So, Jack, you're family-owned and operated, of course. You and your mom and dad established in 2011. How old were you back then?
Well, I had just started high school. Yeah, seven, right? No, I think I was 15. Yeah, I was 15 because I was a freshman in high school.
Yeah. And of course, you worked there. You've worked there.
We started from day one. I've always been there. It's been a great experience, and I don't think I'd trade it for anything else.
No kidding. What passion you have. I've worked back there with Jack, and to see him set up in the morning, and you talk about consistency, Kimberly, because there's easy failures. There's easy ways to get around things and take shortcuts. There's no shortcuts.
Hacks.
That's right. There's no hacks in this joint, let me tell you.
There's no room for hacks, man.
That's right. That's right. That's the way to keep it, buddy.
There you go.
And I love the fact, Chris, you're locally owned and operated, but you use a lot of local partners, McGonagall's meat.
Yeah. All we do is we just use our local guys. They've been the best benefits to us. We've found with the smaller chain that we are, sometimes you get overlooked by the big guys, and we love our local people. McGonagall's meat, we use that every day.
Belfonte ice cream for
these
delicious shakes.
You can't forget Belfonte, man. They got some good flavors. We're trying new flavors, actually, at the Snack Shack. We got a couple new ones we're going with. We got cookies and cream, a mint chocolate chip. We also got a new one called a caramel cone sundae. I say it's like eating an ice cream cone all in one. It's great.
Tell us about that.
Oh, man, I don't. It kind of speaks for itself. It's just vanilla ice cream, caramel little sauce, and then it has hunks of chocolate waffle cone in it.
No kidding.
Yeah, no, ooh. I have a problem. I've eaten too much of that this past week.
Yeah, you look at it. Well, you look like you can
yeah,
eat
no,
a lot of
ice cream. Get out of here.
Okay, now you guys went out on the edge. You're the Snack Shack, and you're known for your burgers, your fries, your shakes, but you also introduce a veggie burger that is so popular. Tell us about
burger.
The veggie burger.
You know, people love our veggie burger, but we make it here in-house every day. It's garbanzo beans, black beans, roasted red peppers, some sun-dried tomatoes, and a little bit of spices and stuff like that. But so many people, you know, they say they have such a hard time finding a good veggie mix. You go to the grocery store, there's just a frozen little mix or, you know, something like that. Or, you know, you make it at home, it's just not what you want. But, you know, we kind of pride ourselves on our little veggie twist. It kind of gives everybody a little something to come into the Snack Shack for.
It's really something else. I've actually seen it. I've actually tasted it. And it's delicious.
But it is delicious.
I'll tell you what, pasta.
It tastes like what?
Like pasta.
Yeah, it does.
That's why you like it.
Oh, now, I really like the new pumpkin spice cheeseburger.
Oh, yeah? Pumpkin spice cheeseburger? I think you're mixing our stuff up for the little candies we put on top.
Oh, okay. I thought you had a pumpkin spice cheeseburger.
I wish. I don't know how.
Because we'll get you on Jimmy Kimmel if you did.
Exactly right. No, we'll have to collaborate, man. I don't know if my chef skills are that good to
pumpkin
throw some pumpkin spice
cheeseburger.
On a burger.
Hey, let us know on Facebook if you think that Jack needs to prepare a pumpkin spice cheeseburger. He'll get on Jimmy Kimmel. Everybody's saying no in the audience here.
Yeah.
You know, see that guy on Jimmy Kimmel the other night?
Yes,
with
I
the
did.
Pizza?
Yeah.
Oh, they treated him horrible. I would have thrown that pizza right in Jimmy Kimmel's face. No. Told him where he could put that pizza, poor
right?
guy.
So tell us, Jack, what's like the best selling, the top three sellers at
Snack
Shack?
I mean, besides everything, right? I mean, everybody loves everything.
The pumpkin spice is obviously big.
There you go, right? No, but, you know, I'd have to say the Bobby Burger. That's probably the most hit on
it. The Bobby Burger?
Yeah, it's a double cheeseburger, grilled onions, grilled jalapenos, and, you know, we do lettuce, tomato, pickle, that kind of stuff.
Why Bobby?
Bobby?
Who's named after?
Well, you know, it was actually a customer of ours that came in way back when we first started, way back in 2011. You know, he came in, and he was looking for something with a little more spice, I guess is what you could say. And, while he's ordering, other people hear it, they order it, and the next thing you know, this man has a burger named after him. So
I think we need to work on a Jasper burger.
I think
we did one already. We did the meatball mix.
Is it on the menu?
No, it's a little seasonal.
Seasonal.
Yep.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Seasonal. Speaking of seasonal.
Wednesdays.
Okay, let's talk Wednesdays.
Well, you know, it's getting colder out, so that means it's chili season. And chili season in Kansas City means you got to come to the Snack Shack and get some of Grandma's old recipe.
Is it your grandmother's recipe?
Yes, you know, she started it, but me and my dad, we've kind of tweaked and refined it to kind of fit our standards at the Snack Shack. But, no, it's great. You know, every Wednesday, come on down, you know.
Grandma still around?
Oh, yeah, Grandma's still around. You know,
so you're saying she has no standards?
Oh, no, she has great standards.
We had to meet your standards.
Well, you know, she
likes
this guy. She likes
really
chilies
do.
And cinnamon rolls. And, you know,
wait a second.
Whoa.
Chili and cinnamon rolls.
You can't get better than that, man.
Do you do that ever, though?
You know, we're working on it. We're working with some local bakers in the area. You know, we've tried it ourselves, but there's nothing we've really tried so far.
Kimberly, Jack and I did not talk at all. We have not talked this week. Just texting.
I honestly believe that.
This is our coming up for our henhouse recipe because I've been reading about it. And I was going to bring it up, and that was my question.
Chili
How about adding cinnamon rolls? You took the words out of my mouth, buddy.
I read your mind. No, but no, we are. We're working with local bakers, you know, to try and get in and get somebody in there so who can make a big, fluffy, nice cinnamon roll. You know, I love cinnamon rolls, too. I can't get enough of them, especially with the chili. It's just something about it.
Do it this Wednesday, buddy. Come on.
I think I've got one for you.
Oh, really?
I've got one for you.
Okay.
I won't say it on air, but I'll tell you after we get off air.
I'm all ears.
That's a Kansas thing, buddy.
It is. That's what I'm saying.
It went crazy on BuzzFeed about 3 weeks ago. Lisa Gutierrez wrote about it in the Kansas City Star. And I'm telling you, over 4,000 shares. Then all of a sudden, I got like 150,000 likes. So I've been following
it's
it.
It's not just a Kansas thing. I grew up in Iowa, and I would
I knew it
bet
was coming.
You
I
anything,
knew I was going to get corrected.
Danny O'Neill had chili and
Danny O'Neill.
Chili and
what,
cinnamon
coffee
rolls.
Coffee in his chili?
He may have.
He
I
was
don't
dumping,
know.
He was
Dennis
dumping
in Iowa.
Cinnamon rolls and coffee. He wasn't eating chili, Danny O'Neill.
How about we just call it a Midwest thing then, okay? And instead of just Kansas.
What
we'll
do you want to be
out.
On her side?
No,
give me that microphone.
To make everybody happy.
I'm going to throw you off this show right now.
Well, you know,
it's a Kansas thing.
We've got to save a few things to talk about when we come back with Jack.
Will you stick
later.
Around?
Oh, for sure.
But I want to know your courtyard and your patio area, which I love. Do you when do you close that?
Well,
when
you
the
know,
snow flies?
I don't know. Yeah, we try to keep it open as much as possible. People really love it. It's like a picnic feel, but you know, when it gets cold, nobody wants to eat outside. But we'll probably keep it going until, I mean, hopefully, weather permitting, maybe mid-November. I mean, yeah. I guess we'll just have to wait and see how the weather goes.
Yeah. And I can only imagine what's on the horizon. Well, you know what? We're going to find out that and a lot more with Jack. We're going to be talking about the chili, about some cheeseburgers, maybe those cinnamon rolls, and a lot more. Kimberly, I'll tell you what, he's got me filled up on this cookies and cream. How about you?
And I've got the chocolate malt. Actually, we've been sharing, and Jack,
we have a little bit of sugar here today on the show. You can tell.
Just a little bit. I'm going to peel this off the ceiling. So your shakes, I mean, these are bona fide handmade shakes.
Belfani ice cream, like Jasper hinted on earlier, you know, we hand scoop
and the malts,
ice
you do the malts.
Oh, yeah, we use real malt powder. You know, it's hard to find that real stuff anymore. Yeah, we add our malt powder into our, you know, ice cream.
We need to talk. Well, let's wait till the next second. We'll talk about it because you see, the first time I went over there and he didn't know who I was, on the floor stacked up were about five cases of some certain vegetable that are hand-cut daily. We'll talk about that and a lot more on Live from Jasper's Kitchen because Jack Tolley's here from the Snack Shack on Santa Fe. Say that 10 times.
I can't.
The tongue twister.
You're going to stick around, buddy. Don't go nowhere because we're going to talk more about that pumpkin spice hamburger. Yeah, right. Right here on KCMO.
Talk radio at 103.7 FM, AM 710.
Aloha, aloha,
aloha.
This is Jasper Mirabile.
Kimberly Stern.
You're listening to Live from Jasper's Kitchen right here on KCMO.
Talk radio 103.7 FM, AM 710.
Brought to you by Henhouse Market. Henhouse Market is your local Kansas City market since 1923. And right now, there are so many specials in the store. I mean, tri-tip steaks, only $5.99. You can find my recipe online at henhouse.com for some tri-tip steaks and charred tomatoes. Of course, Kimberly, you're looking for the BOGO this week.
Well, I am, and I haven't found
it. Well, we're going to talk to Mr. Esch about the BOGOs.
Kimberly's BOGO. Where
That's right.
is it?
Myself, I'm thinking about Myron Mixon's world-famous cupcake chicken. If you're just tuning in, that's the recipe. Also, we talked about, about 11:15 or so. Kimberly, I'm off today.
You're a little off.
I mean, I've had, like, two mistakes every session.
And that's not like you, Jasper.
No, it's not. I usually have five or six, so I still have about three more to come up with. But I'll tell you, I had a great week. Yeah. More than anything, I traveled to Chicago.
You were in Chicago, I think, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday for Barilla.
Tuesday morning, I got up at 4 o'clock
at
the airport at 5:30. I was texting because I know you're up, so
yeah.
I have to say hello.
Yeah.
Let you think I'm up the same time working just as hard. And I get to Chicago at 7 o'clock. They rush me to the Barilla headquarters. I know you call it Barilla. I still say Berea.
Berea, because that's how it's said in Italy.
In Italy, it's called Berea. It's number one pasta in Italy, of course. And they rushed me over there. I walked into the conference room, and everybody's just sitting there waiting and having coffee. And I was like, I'm here, guys. We can start now.
There you go.
And we had some of the, probably the best seminar I've ever attended. Chef Lorenzo Boni was there. Actually, we have so many friends in common. Once we started talking, it was kind of like Jasper and Lorenzo and nothing else because my friend Tony May from New York is kind of like my mentor and even took me in even more after my dad passed away and took me to Italy almost 10 more times. He hired Lorenzo to come to the United States from San Domenico in Italy, in Amalfi, Italy, and he opened up San Domenico in the United States. So we started talking. I listened to a seminar. I learned so much. Believe me. And I kind of sit back and laugh. 55 years old, and I was still picking up new ideas and new ways of doing things.
So trends in pasta. And
a lot of different, you know. And what Barilla wants right now, they want you to think outside the box as a chef. So we had about 2 hours to prepare some recipes.
Right.
And I did an Asian pasta recipe. It was my first one.
Are you going to share that with
I'm going to share it. I'm going to share it with Henhouse Market. But unfortunately, Barilla, you know, it's very hard. And like they said, they ate 3 pounds of it, these people. Mm-hmm. They went crazy over the dish. Mm-hmm. They said, Jasper, imagine what would happen in Italy if we put an Asian pasta recipe on the back of our boxes or in food service.
Yeah.
But it's a great, delicious dish. We had it yesterday at the restaurant. So I went back in the kitchen again. I came up with a parsnip and sweet potato mac and cheese.
Okay.
Very, very little dairy in there at all. Yeah. And baked it to the same process, everything, just like Thomas Jefferson's old mac and cheese back in the day. And They absolutely loved it. I did a couple other recipes, and my recipes were actually chosen for Barilla Pasta to be in their food service program.
Excellent.
Over the next couple of years, and they'll be taking photos and flying me back out to Chicago to do some more recipes.
So you're finishing up the recipes.
I finished up a couple of them. Yeah. I still have some more work to get done.
So let me ask you this. Is the parsnip and potato mac and cheese going to show up on the Jasper's winter menu? Or?
You know, I have the First Lady's mac and cheese right now with lobster, but you may see it in the one of the henhouse ads coming up.
You'll
see a lot of it.
Yeah.
Thank you very
much. And while we were sitting here, you got a note from someone who made your one of your henhouse recipes.
Yeah, I got an email just now and saying, hey, we had your Singapore noodles. Chicken.
Yeah.
And it was outstanding. That's great when people try the recipes and then they write me a letter, they take photos and send them to me. So that's what it's all about here.
They don't realize that a large part of your job is research and development.
I'll tell you, this morning was, I'm not going to lie, Lisa's out of town, she's in Florida. I was up at 6 and I worked till about 9:30 doing some recipes. Then I'll take them into the kitchen. And, hey, you're interviewing me right now. I didn't even notice this yet. But we got Jack Toll going on, right? We'll talk to Jack. But I actually then have to take him in the kitchen, and we have to try the recipes 3 or 4 times.
Right.
And we have an editor there who actually weighs up everything, makes sure they slap Jasper's hands and say, no, you need to do this. You need to weigh it. Don't grab it with your hands and just throw it in there.
Yeah.
And then we actually start taking photos, and then we have to test them out a couple more times. And then Deborah Bledsoe has to check them to make sure there's no Jasper mistakes, and you don't even know about that.
No Jasperisms.
There's a lot of Jasper. So she'll email me and say, what's this, buddy? I said, figure it out, and I have to figure it out myself. So, but that's Jasper and the Barilla Pasta story of
the
week.
Well, congratulations. And I know they took you on an epic tour of restaurants in the loop, in the Chicago loop, right?
13 hours on the bus.
You texted me. You texted me, I think, when you got on around 8 and around 5:30, you said, I'm still on the bus.
And I was texting Lisa saying, I need help. And she thought something happened. But get me off the bus, please. I met Stephanie Izard from Top Chef. Fabio, who was on Top Chef also, is across the street with Bar Siena. And we met so many people that day. And we didn't eat any pasta or Italian food on Wednesday. Come on.
You were thinking out of the box?
No, I was upset. But right now, I'm not upset because I'm just finishing up my chocolate shake, Kimberly.
Mm-hmm. Cookies and cream for me. And we've got Jack Toll, who, of course, is the general manager of the Snack Shack on Santa Fe in downtown Overland Park.
We have to ask him about the general manager. I mean, his dad's there with him. I'm going to ask him who's in charge. Do we put him on the spot? Because mom and dad are listening right now, buddy.
That's right. And, you know, Jack, we wanted to talk to you because you grew up in this business.
Yes, I did.
And Jasper grew up in a family business. It's not always easy working for families, right?
No, not always. But, you know, it is a fun little battle. You kind of hop back and forth between mom and dad and boss and other bosses. So, you know, it's great. It's been a long journey. And it's a whole lot of fun.
You put them in place, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes. I shouldn't get started so fast.
So your negotiating skills, you hone them every day. Is that right?
No, something like that, right? Yeah. No, it's fun. You know, I'm sure you know a lot, Jasper, you know, working with your dad back in the day, you know, it's just a different experience, and I love it.
And what have I told you before, Jack, in our conversations? I said, you should love every minute of it with your dad because you're going to remember those times.
No, exactly.
And sometimes it may be a little difficult, and sometimes your opinion wants to get in front of his or something. But you know what? Have a little respect. Sit back because your day's going to come, even though you think it's already there
now
anyway.
Right.
That's your
better.
Papa, buddy.
There
so.
Now, yeah, that was great.
You just participated in the downtown Overland Park Dine and Discover food truck event.
Oh, yeah. You know, that was the first time we've been down there. You know, it was a lot of fun. They had a lot of food trucks down there, and we brought our ice cream cart, you know, did our flavors and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But it was a great little Saturday. You know, it was a fun day.
Are you guys going to have a food truck? Is that talk about that
in
the future?
I don't know. You know, we want to, of course, but, you know, everything comes with its challenges.
It's funny because usually it's food trucks go to a brick and mortar. But you see a lot of brick and mortars saying, hey, I got this down pretty well. I'll go out on the street now.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's not easy, believe me, but you do have the commissary there right now.
Oh, yeah.
But we have to talk about something really special, Kimberly.
What?
When you walk in to the Snack Shack, you're going to see on the counter and on the floor about 5 cases at least of some beautiful Idaho russet potatoes.
Oh, yeah. We cut them fresh every day.
You literally hand cut.
Oh, yeah. Literally.
Produce guy brings them in the front door, and they stack them right there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Every day. You know, it's funny because when we first started, you know, we used to do maybe a case a week just starting out. And now, you know, I'm cutting 2 a day. So my right arm's getting sure. It's buff, that's for sure.
Oh, he had to put
that
in there.
Let's see that.
We'll take a picture and put it on Facebook later.
Oh, come on.
So, truly, how many potatoes do you think, how many pounds of potatoes a week do you think you go through?
You know, it varies, but each case is about an 80-count case, so about 50 pounds. And like I said, I'm doing about two a day. So we're running
two a day,
through.
Okay.
Do the math.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's fun.
But, okay, now, any secrets you can share about those fries? Because they are so good. I mean.
Secrets?
Well, I know the secret, but I can't say it. So I don't think no one else. We shouldn't give that secret out.
You know, with the fries, the best thing about them is just the freshness. You know, that's what I kind of center around. You know, you go to so many places that say they're hand-cut and are they? Or,
right.
or do they still come
but
out of the
bag? But there's a secret,
right?
And I wish I could tell you all right now.
Jasper knows
it is so good.
No, they're great. You know,
they're crispy.
It's a long process, that's for sure. And, you know, it took us about a year to really get down the process that we have. And, we're still learning every day, trying to make them better, trying to get to that great quality status that we are always known for.
I got to ask you, is Mom and Dad sending you notes right now? Are they texting you?
Oh, yeah, I'm getting messages, you know, great job, keep it up. And I'm like, how are you listening to me? Aren't you supposed
to
be
working? Oh, there you go. Aren't you supposed to be working right now?
So are you developing any new product for the upcoming season?
You know, with burgers and stuff like that, we're always trying to do something. But nothing's really stuck yet. But with chili coming in, you know, that's always a great seasonal thing.
Oh.
And then as we go into the winter and that kind of stuff, we'll start bringing in some ice cream.
Okay.
I have to work Wednesday. It's my big day.
Okay.
Can I stop by Thursday on the way back from the radio station?
I'll save you a little bit. I'll save you a
little bit. I'm going to hold you to it, buddy.
All right, man. I'll see you Thursday.
I promise I'll be back after the radio show. Well, you know what, Jack? It's always great to have you on. Our friends, our listeners, Scott Mallon, who introduced us.
Oh, yeah.
And, again, through Facebook. That's another connection. Yeah. So we love having you on. You're doing such a great job, and you really bring a lot to the table. And
believe
me.
Well, I appreciate it, guys. I love being on the show.
It's Jack Toll from the Snack Shack. And, my friends, don't forget Hen House Market. Holiday meals, they're just around the corner, Miss Kimberly.
We're going to be talking about that next week. We'll be at the 135th Deer Creek Hen House. We'll be talking about ordering your fresh turkey.
Oh,
and
can you believe
more.
It? We're talking about that right
no,
now already.
I can't.
Holiday feast, dinners for two, prime rib, of course. Oh, we're talking traditional dressing, green bean casseroles,
and pies.
Honey glazed carrots, pies. Oh, it's going to be a difficult hen house. I'm sorry, difficult holiday season for Jasper. I gotta start that diet early. And, of course, don't forget all those beautiful pumpkins, Kimberly.
That's right.
They are something else. Yeah. We'll talk more about pumpkins and such a great show next week. You're absolutely going to love it. Don't go nowhere, my friends, because coming up, of course, on KCMO Talk, you can listen to a lot of different shows today. But don't forget, at noon, you can listen and watch Craig Jones on KCTV5. With the tailgate party. This is Jasper Morabile.
Kimberly Stern.
We're live from Jasper's Kitchen right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710.